King Philippe is the first Belgian monarch to express regret for his country's past in the Democratic Republic of Congo. But his speech to the Congolese parliament in the capital, Kinshasa, stopped short of apologizing for the violence and exploitation of Belgium's 75-year colonial rule.
It led to violent acts and humiliations on the occasion of my first trip to Congo, right here in front of the Congolese people and those who still suffer today. I wish to reaffirm my deepest regrets for those wounds of the past.
King Philippe and his wife Queen Mathilde are on a six-day visit. The monarch and Congolese President Felix Tshisekedi have spoken about cooperation and development. They haven't mentioned the role of King Philippe's great-grandfather's brother, Belgian King Leopold II. He turned Congo into his personal fiefdom in 1885. He made a fortune from rubber, which Congolese were forced to harvest from the forests. Their hands were cut off if they didn't collect enough for their rulers. Up to 10 million people died. It was the Black Lives Matter movement 2 years ago that prompted activists to deface statues of King Leopold in Belgium. Some of the statues were removed, and King Philippe expressed regret for the first time. 2 years later, he's visiting Democratic Republic of Congo for the first time. He brought back a mask, one of thousands of artifacts looted by the colonialists. He said it's on a permanent loan from a Belgian museum. For some Congolese, it falls far short of making up for the past.
So the atrocity of the red rubber, the whipping, the repetitive humiliation suffered by our ancestors, our founding fathers and mothers, should not become a case that goes unnoticed because they refuse to formally apologize.
For President Tshisekedi, it brings some international credibility. He took office 2.5 years ago after elections that leaked documents appeared to show were rigged. Belgium's prime minister, who's also on the visit, was critical at the time. Relations have since improved.
I believe that for the Democratic Republic of Congo, and I have always said this, the gateway to Europe, I am talking about diplomatic and political Europe, business Europe, is Belgium.
Belgium's rule in Congo was one of the bloodiest chapters of European colonialism and one of its most profitable, with vast amounts of wealth looted. But Belgium has been among the slowest of European powers to even start to acknowledge the past. Malcolm Webb, Al Jazeera.